I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
Hello and welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to this week's episode of Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review, with me, your host, Julia, on CFRC 101.9 FM. And I hope you're having a fantastic day, as always, and you're in for a treat today, or a trick or treat, I should say, since it's a Halloween-themed week. I guess not week, Halloween-themed episode today, on A Week in Review, since over at Album Club this week, we will have done trivia. I'm recording this before we've done trivia, so I don't know how it turned out. I don't know what the questions are. I don't know if I'll win. I may be the president of the Album Club, but I'm not doing the questions, so I will be participating, which I'm very excited to see what our wonderful head of information, Max, and our lovely vice president, Kate, has come up with for us today. And I hope that if you're listening to this, I hope you came out and played some trivia with us. Of course, if you're a Queen student, if not, then I hope you can have some fun vicariously listening in. But unfortunately, because I don't know the questions, I can't do on-air trivia with you. Perhaps next week I will share some of the questions, any notable ones that I thought were really interesting. I may not know the questions, however, I do know some of the categories, at least. And since this is being aired after trivia will have been played, it's not a spoiler to share those. So a little bit of what we'll be doing is trying to guess who has what amount of Spotify monthly listeners. So we did this at one of our trivias last year where we put four artists on the screen and then a monthly listener count, and we had to try and guess which artist had that specific monthly listener count, which was really fun. It was actually very interesting to see how many monthly listeners each person had, and there were quite some unexpected answers. I don't know the specifics, unfortunately, since it has been about 6 months since our last trivia, but I'm excited to do that one again. One other category that I think is pretty funny is, which of these artists has Jack Antonoff not worked with, since he is such a prolific, I almost said composer. I wouldn't quite call him that, producer. So that'll be interesting to see. And I'll save some of the other categories for when I start yapping again, but I hope you enjoyed the song that brought us in. It is, of course, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. All-time classic for Halloween time especially, or just all year round. And like I said, we're kind of going Halloween vibes. We're not doing specifically like Halloween songs, but something that kind of fits that spooky vibe. So after a quick ad, you'll be hearing Love You More by Actors, Sheer by The Cutting Room Floor, and Crystal Ball by Grimes. So I hope you enjoy those tracks, and yeah, listen in.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Welcome back from the tracks. I hope you are enjoying what you are hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, just joining in, then welcome. You are tuned in and listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And over here this, I keep saying this week, this episode, we're doing sort of Halloween, spooky, grungy vibes with music. They're not all super flowy, I guess. Like, it's not all just like one genre, but I think it still fits vibes wise. So I hope you enjoy the mix that I've pulled together today. Once again, those songs that you just heard were Love You More by Actors, Sheer by The Cutting Room Floor, and Crystal Ball by Grimes. And I'm just realizing now all three of those artists are Canadian. So I don't know, fun tidbit to share. The Cutting Room Floor is a pretty new band. I was trying to look where they're from. Their Spotify description does just say Western Canada, so quite a wide array of kilometers for them to be inhabiting. But new band. They have one release. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up so I know what I'm talking about. Their one release is an EP. It's called Sheer Sonic Flux, and it has three songs, Sheer, Sonic, and Flux. And again, that was Sheer that you were listening to. And they sound pretty interesting. And that EP dropped February 2nd. Have not heard from them since. But I hope they do come back, because I do like their sound. It almost reminded me a little bit of Deftones, which you will be hearing some of later on in today's episode. But first, we will have some different new music coming up. But I'll talk about that in just a second. I wanted to mention Grimes as well, because she just had a new song come out. Artificial Angels, I believe it is. I'm just fact-checking Artificial Angels. And when she posted about it on Instagram, the caption was Artificial Angels, except art was in brackets, so it was like Art Angels, which that is my favorite Grimes album. So if she has something to announce regarding Art Angels, like if there's going to be like a vinyl re-release or like a deluxe expanded remix edition, like I don't know, something like that would be really, really awesome. And the new single is good too, but I thought it would go back into her older works to kind of fit today's vibe a little bit more with Crystal Ball. But we have some more new music coming up for you after this ad in just a quick second. So first you'll be hearing Celestica by Crystal Castles. After that, it's Lullaby by The Cure. And then after that, it is Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron. So I hope you enjoy.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there. Thank you.
arms all around me, and it's turning my eyes. Still, you can't be quiet now, my precious boy. Don't struggle like that, I will only love you. But it's much too late to get away. Turn on the light. The Spider-Man is having you for dinner tonight. And I feel like I'm being eaten by a thousand shivering furry holes. I know that in the morning I will wake up in the shivering cold. And the Spider-Man is always
every everything you touch.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back from the music once again. I hope you were enjoying what your ears were hearing and what I have put together for you today for this hour. I know I enjoyed listening to it when I was putting it together, so I hope you're enjoying it as much as I was when I was listening to it as well. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And I'll once again go over those songs that we're playing just there. Up first, we had Celestica by Crystal Castles, which is a classic for me. I thought that one was a lot more popular of a song of theirs than it actually is. Like, I was expecting it to be in, like, the hundreds of millions of plays just because it's so familiar to me, but surprisingly it's not. It's still quite a good number of plays, but not as much as I suspected. After that, we had Lullaby by The Cure, which I think is... it's kind of overlooked as a Halloween song, in my opinion. Maybe that's just my bias, and I'm just, like, not around people who have been playing that at Halloween, but the imagery that that song kind of conjures up is very, very Halloween for me. It's almost, I almost said Nightmare on Elm Street. No, Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I don't know, It's a very creepy, crawly song, so I thought it'd be quite fitting for today. It's like, I think if Psycho Killer's, like, title and I guess more like blunt slasher lyrics combined with like the imagery and like the melodies of Lullaby, like obviously not exactly what Lullaby sounds like, would be like the perfect Halloween rock song, because I think Lullaby has like the creepy like environmental kind of sound going on, and Psycho Killer is really catchy, but it doesn't sound very Halloween-y sonically, minus like the fact that it's like slasher. I just went off on a whole tangent there. The last song that was up in that little section was Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron, which I just found that song today, and it's fantastic. It's from the 2000s. I believe it was 2009 or 2005. I might actually be entirely wrong, so I'm going to fact check myself. No, I was correct. January 1st, 2005. And the whole album is pretty interesting. And they have new music still coming out in 2025. They had a new single, I See Red, come out just a few weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago now, on October 17th. So definitely check them out if you like their sound. They've been in the game for quite a while. We have some more music coming up in a second, but I realized that I honestly don't really talk too much or give too much promo to Album Club, despite this show surrounding the club. So If you're a Queen student and you're listening to CFRC, I'm going to assume you enjoy music to some higher degree than most people. And I think that you would also enjoy Album Club, since it's a nice gathering of pretty like-minded people with some opposing opinions sometimes. And it's really interesting to hear everyone's different takes on the music that we discuss. And yeah, I'd love for more new faces to come and pop by the Beatings. So definitely follow us on Instagram at QU Album Club to keep up with what's going on. We have some more new music coming up for you after an ad. Up first, we'll have Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. After that, we will have Club de Vampiros by French Police. And after that, we have Infinite Source by Deftones.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Close, soft breath, beating hard. wanna tear you apart. We'll be right back.
for the last time on today's episode. Welcome back from the music, and I hope you are enjoying what you are listening to. And if you're just joining us for this last little section, then welcome. I hope you've enjoyed whatever you've heard so far, and you're listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs that you just heard, I know I spoke a little bit fast before the ad break because I didn't realize that I had such little time left. But up first, we had Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. After that, we had Club de Vampiros. I realized I think I flubbed that whenever I said it initially. But yeah, Club de Vampiros by French Police. And then after that, we had Infinite Source by Deftones. And that last song was off Deftones' new album, Private Music. And I'm still thinking about when I saw them in concert. It was a fantastic concert. We were initially supposed to be sat up in the nosebleed, sort of, like, not completely all the way up, but it was a concert in Quebec City, but they were touring Toronto, like, 4 days, Quebec City once, Montreal, like, the next day, and then I think somewhere else in Canada. I'm not 100% sure, but I was very confused as to why they were doing both Montreal and Quebec. But it worked out because there was a lot of empty seats at the Quebec show. So we got moved up almost to the ground, which was really, really cool. So we got a almost front row seat for $80, saved a couple $100. So basically, the shirt I bought that night was free. Math. yeah. I also wanted to talk a little bit more about that first song, Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. Again, this is another, like, quintessential Halloween song for me. I did learn about it from American Horror Story. I think it's Hotel. I think it's the one from 2015. If those are not the same one, then I don't know, but Google will tell you. I don't feel like Googling it right now. 'Cause it was used in, like, the intro episode to that season, but I don't watch American Horror Story, and that episode really freaked me out, and I kind of had to go on, like, a walk for a bit afterwards because it was just, like, too much. I can't do, like, gore. I don't know. It's just, like, it's no. But the one good thing I got, well, two good things, actually. One of the good things, the best thing I got out of watching that episode was that song. So, I mean, was it a little bit gross and scary to watch? Yes. Did I get a really good song out of it? Also, yes. The second good thing was that it relieved me of any FOMO I had about not watching it, because it is, like, a pretty good, pretty big pop culture phenomenon that a lot of people enjoy. And I was always like, oh, like, I need to start watching it. I need to start watching it. And I've seen a couple other seasons with some friends, which are less, I don't know, they affect my brain a little bit less, but something about, it was definitely Hotel, I'm thinking about it now, that season is just, like, no, it's too much. I don't know, I got to the first episode and I was like, I'm checking out of this hotel, thank you, I will give you my key card and, like, I don't know, send the housekeeper in. Like, I'm done. But, yeah, sorry. I keep going off on rambles today, but I think it's been pretty, it's been a fun, organic recording session. I normally do this very late in the day, but I'm recording at just before 5 right now, just finishing up, and who would have thought you have more energy during the day when the sun's out than you do at, like, 10, 11 p.m.? It's crazy. It's crazy concepts. But yeah, maybe we'll be doing this more often if this is the energy that I'm getting from doing it like this. We have one last song up on today's episode, and that is by Katie McBride, and it is called And Time Shall Be No More. It is a new release. It is fantastic. I thought this was a good way to kind of get us out of that completely Halloween-ish vibe and get us more into some calm dance, happy vibes. I don't know. I thought it was a good song. Thought it was a good way to end off today's episode. And I hope you agree. Have a great day. Take care.
Hey, Cher. I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show, and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do, and people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned. I try my best just to be a